question.
Did you go out to get Pat to say anything else?
You are.
And I am. Don't know if you know this gentleman or not. But do you remember sometime ago when we...
Good evening, everyone. Calling the meeting to order. I first of all want to apologize in advance because I'm sure I will mess something up. It's baptism by fire, I guess. But the good news is because of the Blackhawks, everyone is going to guide me through this very, very quickly. And anyhow, okay. Consider consent agenda.
So moved.
Seconded.
Moved by Alderman Marks, seconded by Alderman Kilburg. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Approved minutes from June 10th, 2013, and June 17th, 2013.
That is the...
Oh, I'm sorry.
This isn't going to work.
All right. I move to adjourn and table everything till next week. Go Hawks. Items of business. 4A, recommend resolution declaring surplus property, public works vehicle number 86.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Alderman Cummings, seconded by Alderman Vogelsberg. All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed? Unanimous decision. 4B, recommend resolution declaring surplus property street sweeper.
Second.
Alderman Maladra and Alderman Cummings, second. All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed? This is going good.
I like this, no discussion.
I know.
Better catch quickly.
Any discussion on ARB?
They're already approved. Too late now.
You remind me of Putin.
You want to see my Super Bowl ring?
Yeah, I do.
4C, recommend resolution extending conditional site plan approval at 2202 Gary Lane.
So moved.
Alderman Kilburg, Alderman Blodder with a second. Any discussion? The audience? All in favor? Say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Unanimous again. 4D, recommend resolution authorizing execution of Ride and Kane New Freedom JARC service agreement.
So move.
Alderman Singer.
Second.
Second by Alderman Flanagan. Any questions from the dais?
I know there's been some discussion on this matter as relates to some excessive use, possibly. And I would encourage staff to continue to work with Ride and Kane to try to find some type of acceptable resolution. I think it's a service that we want to offer, but I don't think we want to necessarily have it abused.
Alderman Singer and Sherry Weil and I met last week and addressed those very issues and came up with some ideas that we're going to propose to Wright and Kane to address those concerns that we have.
Good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else? Alderman Flanagan?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to find out if that those proposals do come out, are they going to be shared with us to kind of find out what's going on? Or
yes.
Okay, but it won't be before our final vote, right?
The parameters set by the Wright and Kane group do not come before the City Council. Those are approved by the Wright and Kane Committee.
Okay.
This is the agreement to enter into the contract. This is just the annual agreement.
Okay.
That we do every year.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else from the dais? Alderman Singer?
Thank you, yes. If I may inject... what we are voting on here today is the structure of our funds that we are providing for the program. Bear in mind that there is going to be some adjustments being made, and we as a city are a sponsor of the program, as are many other metropolitan areas throughout Kane that sponsor the program. We as a sponsor can set our own priorities as to the direction we would want our riders to be moved about the communities. And so that's the process we're in the midst of doing at this point in time. And in due course, all this will become forwarded to you, and you'll have a better explanation. I don't want to go into the process at this point in time because it's still in the early stages of development. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Anyone else from the dais? Anyone in the audience? All right, all in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed? Now we move on to new business. Does anyone from the dais have any new business?
We do have some special guests, right?
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr.
City
Chairman.
Administrator.
Thank you. We do have two guests with us that I would like to welcome this evening. You may or may not have noticed that there is a new memorial stone at the base of one of our new oak trees in front of City Hall. Former Mayor Burt Wood placed a memorial stone, or it was placed in honor of him, near St. Mark's Church. And you want to pull it up?
Sure.
Thank you.
There's the smaller one.
There's a picture up on the screen of it. Unfortunately, last year the tree died. So we needed to relocate the stone, and after Mayor Wood's sister and I, Ms. Martin, had a few conversations about it, we both agreed that it would be appropriate if we could relocate that stone to City Hall. I talked to the mayor about it. He thought that it was a good idea, and thus we moved the stone. And with us this evening is former Mayor Wood's sister, Janet Martin, and also his granddaughter, Catherine Wood, is with us tonight. And we would like to welcome both of you and just let you know that we're honored to be able to relocate that stone, that memorial stone, in Mayor Wood's memory.
We're happy that it's been placed. It served no purpose in my garage.
Well, thank you very much. Any other new business from the dais? Dan?
Good evening, Dan Dinges, Director of Public Works. Tonight I'd like to give a little update on our new solid waste contract. Advanced Disposal Services is with me, Jim Alderman and Elise Kowal. We're here to answer any questions, but first I have some frequently asked questions that we've been receiving. The new contract starts July 1st. Our contract with Allied Waste ends June 30th. I believe we've been receiving a lot of questions because Advanced is out distributing the carts right now, and some people did not respond, so now they're getting a cart and saying, what's this? The carts, as you'll recall, everyone gets a free recycling cart. There's no charge for it. There's no monthly fee. They get a free recycling cart. If they did not respond in the survey, they will receive a 65-gallon recycling cart. It's got the gray lid. They can, for the next couple weeks, if they don't like the 65-gallon cart, they can get a 35-gallon cart or a 95-gallon cart. Or, as we've heard as well, some people don't want a cart at all and they want to continue to use the bin. That is acceptable as well. But we do encourage everyone to try the cart because I think they're going to like it. It's got a lid, so it keeps the papers and the plastics inside, and it's got wheels, so it's easier to cart down to the street. There was some confusion because of the survey and some people not filling that out. We've clarified that with Advanced Disposal Services, and if people have not registered for the refuse cart yet, or like I said, they want to change the size of the recycling cart, they can contact Advanced Disposal Services at 630-587-8282, and Advanced Disposal will take care of that. Their goal right now is to have all carts distributed by July 1. So they're working overtime to make that happen. For those that have the Allied Waste cart and they don't want the blue bin anymore, they can, if it fits, they can put it in a recycling cart and it'll be taken away. If it doesn't fit, put a sign on it, take me, and it'll be taken. One thing to keep in mind, the contract doesn't start until July. So they might be getting their cart now, but they should not be using that cart now. This is the last week. Use Allied Waste. Come July, they can use the advanced disposal carts. Old bins, if they can continue to use that old bin, and as I said, we encourage everyone to use the cart or at least try it for a couple weeks and see if they like it or not. They can keep the bin and use it for whatever around their house, or they can dispose of it. Sticker exchange, the other questions we've been getting is the sticker exchange. If they've got unused Allied Waste stickers that expired June 30th of 2013, they can exchange those stickers on a one-to-one basis. They'll get, for every sticker that they have of Allied Waste, they'll get an advanced disposal sticker. That's going to begin July 1. We wanted to try to avoid the confusion of people getting new stickers and using them this week. They cannot use the advanced disposal stickers this week. They need to use those in July. So the exchange will take place here at City Hall starting for the month of July, July 1st through the 31st, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, City Hall, access on the east side of the building. They can do it. We also have set up with Allied Waste to have, for those individuals that can't make it here during the 8 to 5 time period, we're going to have Saturday, July 20th from 9 a.m. to 12, and Monday, July 22nd, they're going to stay until the council meeting, so they'll have until during the council meeting to exchange as well. So it'll be open from 8 a.m. till the end of the council meeting, most likely. New stickers, I should say the sticker exchange includes the bags. For those individuals that have bags that were not used, those can be exchanged. It'll be the same thing, one bag for a new bag. And those same location, City Hall. As far as information on where they can start to purchase the new stickers, they will be available for purchase at Finance and City Hall, but then we've got vendors throughout the community. That list can be found on the city's website, and all this information can be found on the city's website. If you go to www.geneva.il.us, it's right on the front page, new solid waste contract. Or if you go into the department section under Public Works, there's a highlighted area there as well for the new contract. It links to the same information. I think that covers the majority of the questions I have. I don't know if Advance has anything to say or if you guys have questions.
Alderman Flanagan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have the times again on July 20th, if I may.
July 20th is Saturday from 9 a.m. till noon.
Till noon.
At City Hall.
Will that be on our website?
It is already.
And in the 2 weeks, you said that it was only 2 weeks to exchange the recycling bins, or when was the last day for them to notify advanced disposal if they want to change it out? When's the last day?
The key is we want it to happen within the first two weeks of July.
The first 2 weeks
we
of
get,
July.
They're out distributing carts now. They want to take care of that all now, so everybody's got the cart size that they want, and whether they want a refuse cart.
But if they want to exchange it, they can do it from July 1st
to the 15th. Call now.
Okay, because I did call and they said to wait until mid-July. So
that was some of the confusion.
Okay.
Customer service was telling people that they've talked to everybody, and their goal right now is to get carts distributed for everybody that calls in by July 1.
Okay, thank you.
Alderman Bruno?
One point you might want to state again is all recycling is commingled now, right? There's a single stream. We don't have separate papers from plastic and bottles.
Correct. Actually, the current contract is the same way. It's commingled, throw everything in the bin or the cart, and it will get sorted at the sorting center.
I've been separating for years.
Alderman Kilburg?
I had a couple questions. Okay, then, the old carts, are they being picked up on the last pickup then by our previous vendor?
Great, I forgot to cover that. Allied Waste sent out a letter that is telling everybody that currently contracts with them that on their last day, which will be this week, Thursday and Friday, after they come through and pick the garbage up, leave the cart out there because Allied Waste will have a truck following it to pick up the carts.
Okay. So. That's pretty important.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I had a couple other questions. Over Swedish Days, I had a couple of people ask me about this, and they said that if you have a recycling bin, you have to wait till it's completely filled before you can put it to the curb. That's incorrect, right?
That is incorrect.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
The other thing I think that's great is that they have instructions on the top of the recycling bins as to what can be recycled and what can't be recycled.
Right.
And I think that's great, and that it clarifies for people, helps make a decision whether or not to throw in the trash or a recycler. And maybe they can answer this question. Essentially, are we going to have the same businesses in Geneva selling stickers that previously handled them, or did we lose some businesses, or do we know quite yet where we stand in that?
For the most part, you have all of the same vendors as you had before. The only one that we were not able to get a response from was Aldi, but everybody that was on the vendor page before.
Okay, so essentially, about 95% are where you bought your stickers before, you can buy them the same location. Okay, thank you.
Any other questions from the dais? Alderman Singer?
Yeah, I just have a quick comment. I'm very pleased with the process the way it's been done, and it pleases me to no end it because it makes my wife's job a lot easier to take.
Poor Marilyn.
Alderman Kilburg?
I had one other question. could you give us a little bit of an idea on the recycling bins, which is the most popular, and is it about as you expected, or are there more people ordering like the 35-gallon?
Actually, throughout all the cart things that we do, really across the country and working with our cart manufacturer, we are surprised because generally 65-gallon carts are the default cart, which is how this was set up. Most folks will go smaller one and get the 35 because they look at the 65. Geneva was a little different, whereas they ordered more 95s.
Oh, okay.
When they deviated, which is...
That's good.
Testament to
overachievers
everybody
we are.
Here, but yeah.
I just was curious.
Yeah, that's surprising.
Over recycled.
So what would be the distribution roughly? Are you saying 50% or 95s?
No. There was 65s were still by far the default cart.
Okay.
And I believe, but then of the people that chose a different cart, it was 75, 25, 95 to 35. So 75% chose 95-gallon carts.
Great. Thank you. Well, I appreciate you putting those carts out at Swedish Days too. I saw that. Sunday morning, they were distributing them all over. And they were right. Those were 35s, right?
Everything. They had all different sizes.
Yeah, okay. Well, that was great.
And I saw them on Saturday evening, too, which I thought was really incredible during a Hawks game.
Yeah, they're out there now.
Anybody else from the dais? Anyone from the audience have any questions? I have one quick question. Is the blue recycled tub that we have now, is that recyclable?
Yeah, that's
so if
the
you don't like
I'm
it
saying,
afterwards, right. You could just toss it in the recycle,
throw it in the recycle bin
cart,
or
and
market,
take it.
Or market, take me.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to try it first and you don't like, you like, okay. Anybody else?
Yeah.
Jim, Elise, thank you very much. Dan, thank you. Appreciate it. Is there any other new business from the dais? The audience? Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. All right. Alderman Vogelsberg and Alderman Singer with second. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? We are adjourned. Go Hawks. Thank you very much.